am delivering this statement on behalf of the International Drug Policy Consortium, SOAR Center for Legal and Social Studies, the Center on Drug Policy Evaluation, Harm Reduction International, Helsinki Foundation for Human Rights, Institution RIA, FINA Reform International, and the Transnational Institute. We welcome the High Commissioner's continuous engagement with the human rights impacts of drug policies throughout the year of reporting. We particularly welcome the High Commissioner's sustained efforts to document the human rights impacts of the criminalization of drug use and possession of personal use, and to promote legal frameworks that stop criminalization. Criminalization is incompatible with the full respect of a broad range of human rights. It brings millions of people in contact with law enforcement and the criminal legal system every year, and it impacts disproportionately people who are marginalized, including racial minorities. As the High Commissioner makes clear in the new report on HIV and AIDS that will be presented in this session, the HIV epidemic will only end if states repeal punitive laws and policies that restrict access to health and that discriminate against people at high risk of HIV AIDS. Mr. President, in recent years, more than 30 countries and 50 jurisdictions have moved to repeal laws that criminalize drug use and possession for personal use. Coupled with harm reduction and the meaningful participation of communities, decriminalization can provide an enabling environment in which health interventions are voluntary, contact with law enforcement is reduced, and the human rights of people who use drugs are affirmed. In this context, we encourage the High Commissioner and her office to continue their essential work. Thank you very much.